Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Council candidate in Ward 4, Dave Hopkins, joins us on today's program to share his vision for the community ahead of the Tuesday, November 5th election. Well, Dave, I'll have you introduce yourself.
Sure. Yeah. My name is Dave Hopkins. I graduated from Central College in 2002, married to Bristol. I've got four kids, 11, 12, 14, and 15. And I'm a business owner here in town. I own Hopkins Roofing.
And why are you running for Pella City Council?
I love my city. I want to be part of its success for the next season moving forward, and I believe it's time for a new generation of leaders to step up to the plate.
And so as you look ahead, if you're elected, what's the next 4 years of your overall vision or plan as a city council person?
You bet. I want to see Pella grow. I want to see it grow in opportunities for its residents. I want to see it grow in population, grow in reputation as a place people want to be, grow in its amenities, activities, opportunities, to grow as an ideal city for people to live, work, and play.
And so why don't we break down some of the maybe three key issues on your mind as you're running that you see as kind of challenges for the city over the next 3 years and ways that you would help solve them?
Sure. So the hot button topics are obviously affordable housing, growing the workforce, more amenities, like a better community center, a dog park, restaurants, attracting and retaining the younger generations. But I'm going to step back a little bit to more maybe the core of some opportunities that Pella has. So three things I'd say, the three things that Pella can, I think, grow in, three challenges, opportunities, are attitude, collaboration, and growth mindset. There can be this perceived attitude that Pella has as a city that we don't need to change the way things are done or have been done because Pella will always be fine. The reality is that in order for Pella to continue to thrive, we need to adopt an attitude that says we are committed to making decisions based on what's best for the most residents and the future residents. Collaboration. It's easy for citizens and businesses and committees to all work as islands trying to figure out how to have their idea or cause or need taken care of. What I want to see is people and businesses and council members working together to figure out solutions for any and all of these things to build a resume of trust and collaboration that gets things done. And then lastly, a growth mindset. When we adopt an attitude that says we have a collective body of people in this town with the capabilities and resources and ingenuity and dedication to make our community thrive, we'll raise the bar for what can be accomplished in a city and set a standard that other communities can look to. People and businesses will come and stay and call Pella home.
So when we talk about affordable housing, we talk about some of those amenities issues, you know, as a city council, what is the role, do you think, of the city council in trying to bolster the resources we have with affordable housing, with our community services, community center, and as you mentioned, bringing entertainment and restaurants to town?
Yep. So the first job of the city council is to support the people in our community, the people that are bringing ideas to the table, the people that are bringing businesses, the people who want to do something to for the betterment of our community. So that's our first responsibility. And then as that happens, or more maybe more importantly, if that doesn't happen, to actually help seek out those opportunities, seek out those people, seek out those businesses, and you know, work with those entities to bring those to fruition. And then if necessary, to actually put our money on the table and say, hey, we need to make this happen for the best, for the betterment of our community. We need to make this happen. So we're going to put our money where our mouth is.
So why should the residents of Ward 4, when they're heading to the ballot box, why should they consider choosing Dave Hopkins as their next city council member?
Because I'm working for them. And I will continue to work for Ward 4 and the entire community.
Hear from Dave Hopkins' opponent Bill Harkins and the other nine Pella City Council candidates at KNIAKBurlesque.com. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.